And we keep coming up with more and more topics.
We do. We do. And welcome to Behind the Scenes.
With Santa and Mrs. Claus. Yes. And if you hear some rattling and bells and that kind of thing, that's Rascal.
Yes.
He's in here with us today. He wants to play in here for some reason. But anyway, so just just kind of ignore him or you know, enjoy him when he decides to come visit with us. But boy, have we got a topic today for you. You're going to hear that Santa can really screw up.
Well,
in a big way.
You know, a lot of people have adventures.
Yes.
And we've certainly had our share.
Oh my gosh, and more.
And I got to say, most of our adventures have been, if nothing else, fun.
Oh, yeah.
And we have certainly had
educational sometimes.
And successful. This particular one,
not so much.
A little questionable.
I gotta tell you, Santa can handle a sleigh with no problem.
That's true. I can handle
reindeer. I can cars, trucks. Yes. I can drive.
Yeah.
I made the mistake of thinking I could go cross country.
Yes.
From literally the Pacific coast all the way up to New York.
New York City.
And back again.
And back again, of course.
In a 40-foot Class A RV.
Yes, in February.
In February.
Yes, in February. Yes.
It wasn't my finest hour.
Well, it wasn't our finest hour.
It wasn't our finest hour, yes.
We both... We had, we knew there was a toy fair in New York City.
Yes, which we had been invited to.
Yes, and so we thought, well, you know, here's an opportunity to attend and get some information, and perhaps this was something that we could do in the future to sell our books. So that's kind of the reason why.
The impetus on why we did. And we said, you know, if we're going to do this, why don't we go cross country and we'll rent a 40-foot RV.
Yes.
And, you know, and we could sell the books all the way along. We'll visit different campsites and talk with people and do story time with Santa and Mrs. Claus.
Yes.
And, oh, we had this whole plan laid out.
Yeah.
And, you know, I thought it was a valid idea.
But... Well, and it didn't start out bad. The other thing we had in that time, in fact, I'd like to bring your attention to the painting behind me.
Mm.
You will see a husky laying down on the floor.
In front of me.
And that is our husky, Tasha. She was a beautiful caramel-colored husky with blue eyes, and she was so pretty. Such
and the only one
dog.
That got more attention than I did.
Yes, that's true.
Everywhere that's true. We went, it's like, oh, what a gorgeous dog! Who are you?
Yes. And this of course was pre-cats, so this was our
before Smokey and Rascal.
Yes, so she was our travel
An
companion.
Angel.
And it turned out she wasn't real crazy about that.
You know, it's funny. She would ride in a car and never a problem. Boy, we took her camping with us and she never left our side. We never even had her on a lead.
No.
But boy, we put her in that camper and it was like, this is not going to work, you guys. I don't care for this and I know how you're driving and I don't like it. And she was right.
It kind of was a shake, rattle, and roll.
Yeah.
You know, at least we had actually a lovely RV. It was almost brand new.
Yeah.
But it.
It had more problems and issues than you could shake a stick in.
Yes.
I mean, The cabinets wouldn't stay
Oh,
open.
yeah. I mean, we'd go around. You know how you have kind of like a circle to try and get on a major highway, and we'd go on that, and obviously very slow, but the cupboards would open up and stuff would come out. I mean, we ended up having to tie the cupboards closed. It was just, well,
Yeah.
that
Well,
was
and there was other
other
issues,
things.
which we'll get
Yes.
into in a
Yes.
minute,
Yes.
especially one that really became almost dangerous, you
Yeah.
might say. So, but anyway, so I just said, well, I can, you know, I've been driving all my life. I can do this.
Can do this.
We can do this.
Can do
I can't do this.
this.
I mean, I thought I was a good driver, and I am a good driver. I'm a fairly safe driver.
Yeah.
But boy, I'll tell you, put me in a 40-foot RV, and I can't maneuver that thing for beans. And boy, I just like
Yeah,
the whole
it was
trip.
very stressful. It was
Oh,
very stressful, and I
extremely.
was afraid to drive the thing.
Yeah, she wouldn't drive it at all.
I mean, I guess in some ways the good news is because we did go in February, surprisingly there just wasn't a lot of traffic out.
Because there were a whole lot of people smarter than us.
And of
Yeah.
course we took the southern route.
Yes. Oh, yeah. We did at least stay on Highway 20 as far as we could go, or Highway 10. So,
And
you
we
know.
did do that,
Yeah.
I mean,
And visited some. I mean, we hit an awful lot of states.
yes,
We
we oh
visited
sure we did.
a lot of campgrounds.
Yep,
We did
beautiful.
have fun
Yeah, we
meeting
did, and we
people
did
and
meet
talking
people,
with people and
and
reading
yep,
our stories,
and indeed we sold some books
and we
along the
did sell some
way.
books along the way, yeah,
Yeah,
and you
and
know.
it wasn't too bad until we really got well,
Into the deep south,
yeah.
Mississippi, Alabama, especially Mississippi.
Well, and let's say another thing too. At that time, there was not the GPS, so we had didn't we go to AAA or something?
Oh yeah, we had MapQuest. Yeah, our
Maps and stuff.
MapQuest. Maps.
So let
Trip.
me just
Trip.
preface
Trip.
that. It's not like you could just plug in where you were
No.
going and tootle down the road.
Nope.
No, you had to pay attention to the maps.
She was my navigator, you
And
know.
sometimes, as often as the case, you're trying to look at a little line, and Joe's going, "Do I turn? Do I do this? Do I do that?" And rightfully so, because if you're in an RV, it's not like you can, turn on a dime. You got to kind of pay attention. So we got a little sideways in
Yep.
Mississippi,
Yep.
and that's actually figuratively and literally. We had gotten on the wrong road.
Yep.
We hadn't gone down very far, but these were kind of
No,
very
thin
narrow,
roads.
very,
Yep. Mm-hmm.
country roads, and we were looking for our RV place to camp. And so
I
there
mean,
wasn't much traffic.
there was no
And
traffic.
so Joe said, "Well, you know what?
We're going the wrong way. Let
Yeah,
me turn
I can do a K
this
turn.
around. I can do it. Yeah.
I can do a K turn."
Yeah. I can't do a K turn in a 40
No,
footer. I mean,
it didn't
wound
work.
up in a ditch in Mississippi and
Yes.
had to be pulled out
Yes.
with a tow truck.
Yes.
And let's just say the RV wasn't as pristine as when we first
No,
picked it
it
up after
wasn't.
that.
Now, actually, I mean, there was some damage, but not serious damage.
Not
There was a
serious,
wasn't,
just
but just kind of,
superficial.
yeah,
Yeah.
but yeah, so that kind of was the start of
And things kind of went downhill
downhill from
from
there.
there. I mean,
Yes,
you know, we
yes.
started to have issues with the RV itself, and you know, as far as well, that's when we started to find out that the heater wasn't working quite as well as we had
No,
hoped.
we were having problems with that, along with the rattling and the banging. And
Okay,
actually,
but
as again, you might imagine, there weren't a lot of RV places that were open, close to New York City in February.
You couldn't even find an RV place,
we found one that, if memory serves me, I think it was actually, might have been in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, but sounds you could take the ferry across into New York City.
Yes.
So we did, eventually we got our way, made our way into New York.
Yes.
And found this RV place. I do believe we were the only ones there.
No, not just believe, we were the only ones there. There was nobody else there at all.
No.
So, you know, I mean, we were basically on our own,
yes,
parked in the middle of this huge expanse.
Yes.
You know. And
but, you know, we thought, well, okay. And then the ferry actually was literally down the road from where we parked, where we had the RV park.
Mm-hmm.
So, which was one of the other nice things that staying there is because we knew we had to get to the ferry.
Right.
So we could literally walk. So that turned out to be okay.
So we thought.
And day one wasn't bad.
Day one was actually,
Kind of exciting.
Yeah, kind of fun. It was, yeah.
Well,
we went to the Jarvis Center and, you know, went to the Toy Fair, registered.
And you were dressed.
And I was dressed.
As Santa Claus.
As Santa, full suit.
Full suit. And we got in, started to walk around, and Santa was stopped.
Yes. By Good Morning America.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, Santa, we need to interview you about the Toy Fair and why you're here and what you're doing. And that kind of... So that is how I made my debut on Good Morning America.
Yes.
So it was when we came back, I mean, I think I floated back above the ferry.
You wouldn't have needed the ferry. I think you could have gotten back. So he was... Needless to say.
I mean, I had people coming up to me right, left, and say, I saw you on Good Morning America.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
So he was really, really stoked about that. And it was...
It was nice.
That it was very exciting. I mean, we
and
had
we were
never
well
been...
accepted at the Toy Fair. A lot of people wanted to talk to us.
Yeah, and there was just, you know, of course, all toys. So we really
talk about being in my element.
We were, and of course, some of the big ones like Mattel had huge displays, and so we were having actually a lot of fun. Anyway, I think I'm gonna take a little break. We're gonna do a message from our sponsors.
Commercial. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
Because we gotta tell you what happened the next day.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, now, here's a message from our sponsors.
Us!
That's us!
Wait a minute.
That's us!
You know, and we've gotten so many lovely comments and so many new subscribers, and we are so excited about everything. Mm-hmm. But, you know, people keep saying, you know, you guys got to keep going. And you know, we want to keep going.
Yes.
But we could use some help to keep going, and you know, and we're not asking for donations or that kind of. Actually, we have books, we have coins, we have clothing, we have all kinds of merchandise.
Yes.
And she has an Etsy shop called Treasures by Mrs. Claus.
Yes. And you have an Etsy shop
called Santa's Magic Chest.
Yes.
So I'll tell you, if you would be so kind as to at least take a look, see if there's something on there that you feel you just can't do without or that you would like to have.
Yes.
And buy something from us so that we can keep going and keep doing these podcasts because we're having a ball.
And, we are. And then this way you get something and we get something.
Yeah.
And the best, probably the best way to find all this is, again, to go to our website, www.thenorthpolepress.com, and then we have links to our Etsy stores. You also can look at the different books that Joe has written. I've illustrated the children's books. So look around, come visit us, and if you would like something, that would be a big help to us.
Yes, so please help support us, and buy something.
Yeah.
You know, if you've got a kid or a grandkid or a cousin or nephew, niece, whatever. I mean, these make great books. So, but thank you.
Yeah.
So, okay, so, enough about that.
Okay.
So, day two.
Yes.
Well, everything changed.
Yes, because then the weather, we were watching the local TV. And they had said, look, a nor'easter's coming.
Oh, yeah.
So we thought, oh, boy. And sure enough.
This sucker blew in with a rage.
It did.
And I mean, the winds were just going straight across.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, our heater decided to not work.
At all. No.
So here we are in an RV in a wide expanse, nothing or nobody around us to help block it.
Nope.
And we were getting these winds full on
in
an RV that had no heat.
Yes. So.
Now it's a good thing Santa and Mrs. Claus dressed warmly. However, we wore everything we brought.
We did. The Toy Fair was only on for a couple of days, so we just bundled ourselves out. We weren't as worried, of course, of Tasha, thank goodness, because she already had a very nice warm coat on.
She seemed comfortable.
And we did. They were running the ferries. We made it, but there was a lot of snow.
Yeah,
there was a lot of snow. And we trudged onto the ferry and froze because it was so cold going across.
I'll tell you, it felt like that walk was four times longer than the first time we took
it. It was.
And then we had to do the same thing when we got on the other side. We basically had to walk because everything was frozen up.
Yeah.
You couldn't get a taxi to save your life.
No,
so,
and really, you didn't go that far, so no taxi wanted to take
you. Yeah, they didn't want to take you from
make money.
There to there because they wouldn't make anything.
No.
So
we trudged in, and we attended the second day. And then when we came back, we also found that we were not going to be let off in the same place that we were, where our RV was. Which was good news, bad news, but it was close to a store. Somehow we got to a store and we bought a heater, space heater.
Yes.
Because we had to do something.
Yes.
I mean, that RV, you know, when you think about it, it's all metal. And then there was just nothing warm. So we did end up getting a space heater. And I can't remember now how the heck we got it back. I don't know if we trudged back or took the train or... I don't know how we did it, but somehow we got back.
We just made up our minds it was this or die and frozen.
Just looked, both of us, like Nanooks of the North.
Yes.
I mean, covered in snow.
Oh.
And we got through that night, and we said, well, you know, as soon as the roads are clear, we have to get out of here. We cannot stand here because we'll freeze.
Yeah.
And so,
we were supposed to go the third day, and we decided.
And we said we couldn't do that.
We got a little window of opportunity, and we fired that sucker up, and we just headed south.
Yeah.
And we did not stop.
Yeah.
Heading south. I mean, there was ice forming on the trees and on the roads and everywhere. And we just kept barreling down. I mean, we just kept... We were in the southern part of Virginia before I think we even stopped to use the restroom in the RV.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we were just barreling to get out of there.
Yeah, and it was.
And we were hearing all the way down about all the road closures.
Yes,
and
it was
people
kind of doing it behind us, so thank God we got out of there.
Yeah, it was like it was following us all the way down.
Yeah, we did. We got to the southern part of Virginia, found another RV park. And, I mean, it wasn't toasty warm, but there was certainly no snow, no ice.
It wasn't a nor'easter,
And so, compared to what we went through, we were able to stay there.
The space heater even worked a little bit, you know? I mean...
Well, it did. I mean, it was better than nothing, believe it or not. I mean, but, yeah, that was just... It was just frozen.
And then we still had the rest of the country to traverse to head back.
But we had to then detour to
an RV repair shop to get the heat and things working. Nothing in Atlanta. Yeah, it was the closest one.
There was just more things wrong with it. And fortunately, the folks there were very helpful. They even gave us a rental car.
Yes.
Because we had to leave that there for a couple of days, I think.
Yes. Yes.
A couple of days. So.
And it turns out there was all kinds of things that they fixed that really should have been fixed by the manufacturer or the person that was running it to us, but didn't get done. But oh my Lord, talk about a thrilling adventure. I mean, and again, you know, it was fun. We took the southern route again because we weren't going to venture north of the Mason-Dixon.
No, it was still cold.
In February, there was still kinds of storms going above us. And it would have been fun to go more areas, but, you know, but we still had fun doing what we did. And we met a lot of lovely people. Oh my God.
We did. And you know, it was one of those things that we'd never do again.
She'd kill me if I even suggested
it. That got it out of our system pretty quickly.
Oh yeah.
We didn't look back and go, oh no, that one.
Let's try this again.
Do that again. No, it was like, no. I don't think we were ever so happy to drop off a vehicle in our lives and get out of there and get out of there in one piece and alive. And then of course, once we got there, we realized that that was going to be a little bit above our price line to, showcase our books. So at the end,
as they say, it was cost prohibitive.
Yes. Yes, it was. So
just the gas alone was cost prohibitive, but So anyway, that's our RV adventure story.
Yeah, we hope you enjoy that.
So if you're thinking about just, you know, renting one of these RVs and taking off, let me suggest that you do a little more research and you at least try driving one for a little bit before you run off and start touring the country. Renting is the best way to do it.
You know, wouldn't have want to bought the thing. That would have been crazy, but anyway.
Yeah. So anyway, there you go. Santa screwed up big time. But hey, at least I got to be on Good Morning America.
We did, and we still had an adventure.
We had an adventure, several. So so that's our podcast for this time. Remember, we do this every 10th and 24th.
Yes.
So, and as we said before, please consider looking at our websites and our stores. And consider helping us out and buying something to keep us going. Because, you know, and again, we're loving all the new subscribers. Yeah. Thank you for joining us.
Yes, we
And we hope you're
you
enjoying this as much as we are talking about.
And please leave your comments. One more
thing.
We're enjoying the comments. We're answering them back. So please, you know, we love to have conversations with you. So thanks for joining us.
For this time, thank you from Mrs. Claus and Santa, and Rascal and Smokey, and and by all means, stay safe, and we love you all, and we'll look forward to talking to you again in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye-bye, everyone. Ho, 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 ho.